Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. In name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Reverend Canon, dear faithful. Have you ever known that something was wrong to do, but were drawn to do it anyways? Nothing is more universal in our human experience than temptation, where, knowing that something is bad for us, we are attracted to it. Sometimes we dismiss the evil suggestion, other times we placate ourselves in it. Oftentimes, we fall. Temptation is the solicitation to evil on the part of our spiritual enemies, the devil, the flesh, and the world. Our blessed Lord, desiring union with mankind, even in all its sufferings, allowed the devil to tempt him. Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. Many would be surprised that Christ would permit the evil one to attack him in such a way. St. Gregory the Great comments on this, saying, "Wherefore it is not unworthy of our Redeemer, who came to be slain, that he was willing to be tempted. Rather, it was fitting that he should overcome our temptations by his own temptations, even as he came to conquer our death by his own death." Christ overcame the tempter, and we must ponder the fiery blaze that ensued, not the fiery blaze of hell with the devil in confusion, but the fiery blaze of divine love burning within the sacred heart of our Savior. For ultimately, to overcome temptation, the love for God must be greater than the love for a creature. Love is the primary thing that moves us. It directs all that we do. If I spend countless hours scrolling on my phone, it's because I love knowing everything about everyone. If I sit back with a beer with the guys, it's because I love the camaraderie or the fellowship and fermented drink. Love is the motivation. In temptation, the devil, the flesh, and the world presents to us something: bread, vainglory, all the kingdoms of the earth, to provoke us to despise the love for God and replace it with the love for a creature. Again, for us to overcome temptation, our love for God must be greater than our love for creatures. Most people who do not love God are so because they do not know his love. They think of him as non-existent, or aloof, or whatnot. So as not to be counted among these unfortunates, there are certain truths, certain proofs of his love for us that we must ponder. Since we are induced to love those who love us, consider that before there was light, before the sun, moon, and stars were fixed in the firmament, before the body of Adam was formed from the clay of the earth, God knew you. You were thought of before the creation of this world. God knew you and loved you. He brought you into existence. Not as though we had loved God, but because he hath first loved us, says St. John the Apostle. Consider that from all eternity, he saw all your sins, all those times you put something else before him, the sins of your past, the sins entangling you now, the sins you have not yet committed. And what did he do? In the person of God the Son, he came down here. He allowed, no, actually, he he willed, he wanted, to be despised, to sweat blood, to be scourged and crowned with thorns, to carry a cross and die upon it for your sake. No greater love is there than to lay down one's life for one's friends. Consider that from all eternity, God saw you and prepared a place for you with all the angels and saints in a place of everlasting bliss, of eternal happiness. He wants to be with you and you to be with him so much that his love cannot wait for you to die. So he gives himself to you already in the august sacrament of the altar. There, he is waiting for you, desiring that you come to him with hearts purified by baptism and confession, to be united to him in holy communion. Love bids him to come to us under the humble appearance of bread, knowing already all the sacrileges, contempt, and negligences that would be afflict upon it upon him in this most holy sacrament since the Last Supper until the end of time. What love to endure all that just to be near us. Let these truths, these proofs of his love, sink deep within you like the seed on good ground. God loves you that much and even more. Let these truths sink deep within you so that you can make your love for him strong. That way, when temptation comes knocking at your door, enticing you to, for example, reach for that drink one too many, that tight, low-cut dress with the hem above the knee, that keyboard of sarcasm or filth, then there your love for God will prevail and you will reject those temptations outright. Your love for him will not be flimsy, like sudden outburst of emotion. Instead, it will be deep-rooted and firm, causing you to want that God be glorified, for you to want that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven, to make you want that you never be separated from him. Our Lord allowed himself to be tempted to give us an example. Imitate then his most sacred heart. Remember these signs, these proofs of his love for you. Then ask that a spark from his burning furnace of charity come into your heart and set it ablaze with the love of God so that you can say to any and all temptation, I will let nothing separate me from my God, for my love for God is greater than my love for creatures. Amen. In name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.